From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A faculty member and his 16-year-old son are accused of trying to set off a military-style smoke bomb at Fountain Valley School after the father's contract wasn't renewed. The device was found yesterday in the school's cafeteria, prompting the evacuation of 300 people. Authorities believe Brian Boulding and his son successfully tested a smoke bomb Monday at a nearby parking lot in a trial run. Governor John Hickenlooper is still deciding on whether or not to call state lawmakers back to the Capitol for a special session. Legislators would, among other things, address transportation funding. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The governor says there are two main drivers for a possible special session. First, lawmakers failed to pass a bipartisan measure to send a transportation ballot question to voters this fall to get more money for roads. Second, the legislature didn't fund the Colorado Energy Office.
Well, in a special session, you have a little more time, and maybe bills can be assigned to the places where they can get a fair hearing, have the media, and therefore the entire state, see exactly who's saying what. Sometimes you get a more fair hearing by doing something like that.
Hickenlooper says he will only bring lawmakers back if he thinks it'll be worth the time and money, and they'll get something done. He last called a special session 5 years ago. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Defense Department says a 1985 graduate of the Air Force Academy will be the school's next leader. The military says Major General J.B. Silveria will become superintendent, replacing Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson, who is retiring. Silveria will be promoted by one rank to lieutenant general to qualify for the job. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.